Welcome back here on the Mackey Motors Tailgate, joined by Glenn Ralston's head football coach, Dave Prescott. Dave, we appreciate you joining us here.
It's always good to hear from you guys, Nathan.
For you guys now, last week, taking on Xira Elkhorn-Kimbleton at their place, talk me through that game and kind of what you saw.
Well, you know, we went down there and we've gotten to be shorthanded. We're, you know, kind of like going through the state. There's a lot of the eight-man teams that don't have a lot of players, and if you get a few of them hurt or missing, you know, it really gets tough for you to play. So we were playing some of the JV guys and some of the guys who got experience through the year being backups, and they did a really good job. I mean, in the first half, we were down by four, and we had the ball, and we just, towards the end, I think we ran out of guys and we ran out of gas is what happened. And, you know, I really was, you know, proud of the way that those other guys stepped up. It was pretty short notice on how, you know, that they were going to be playing and everything. So we got to the point this week. We got through a good week of practice. They got a little more experience. They got to see the field last week. So hopefully it helps them out and helps us put together something for Friday night.
When you play those type of guys as well, do you feel like they're just improving by learning the motions and learning how to play the game at that type of level, or what do you feel like they're improving on most?
Well, you know, it's just the speed of the game. You know, you go every time you go up in the class, you know, you go from junior high to JV, JV to varsity. It's just the amount of speed and the amount of, you know, experience that you step up every single time, and I think they got to see that. And it was pretty much an eye-opener for them. And a lot of them responded really well.
For you guys now, Coon Rapids Baird this week. Coming in, they're looking to make the playoffs here for you guys as well. What do you feel like they're going to try to bring to the table?
Well, you know, from what I get, you know, they try to spread you out. They do have some pass game. They like to spread you out to run, and then they'll bunch up and they'll run more. Yeah, they have some good speed and talented athletes in the backfield. And they're big up front. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us, you know, because we're not overly large the way that we are. But if we do our, you know, form our technique and read our keys, I think we'll be all right.
Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer, two guys that you guys are going to look at here. How do you feel like you combat kind of those two guys?
Well, I think as long as you can try to keep them running east and west and kind of try to plug out the middle best is what you can. That's about all you can really do. They're going to find a crease. They're going to find a seam, and you just got to make sure you try to get somebody there, because if you give them an inch, they'll take the whole, you know, 100 yards. So you just really got to pay attention to what's going on and make sure that you're covering all your bases.
For you guys now as well, to host this game in the final game of the regular season, do you feel like that gives you a little bit of a slight edge there to have your home crowd behind you?
Well, you know, we play pretty well at home, and I just hope that all the guys, you know, put out that effort and get some extra effort. You know, with playing without any of the backups, it's going to be, you know, a big challenge for them. They're going to have to play a little bit more. Rest time just doesn't come as easy as what it does is when you've got somebody out there for you. So it's just a matter that we're going to have to be focused, and we're going to probably have to reach down and play with a little bit of heart so that we can get this thing taken care of.
Is that something that you guys have talked about, that you're going to try to get to that next level during this game to be able to play all the way through and compete?
Well, you know, the thing is that we got not a lot of people on the bench that can come in and take over. You know, a lot of the younger guys are getting some experience and everything, but we don't really want to put them any pressure on them to get into a point where, you know, the game is on the line. We just assume that, you know, our starters that we have are going to be able to be there. But they've been conditioning all year long. They've been playing. We did pretty well in the Elkhorn game. Just kind of lost a little bit of wind there at the end. And, you know, it's just a matter. It's another game, and we just got to be ready to play for it.
For you guys as well, on the defensive end for Coon Rapids Baird, what do you feel like they're going to try to do to stop you guys?
Well, I think, you know, with their speed and their linebackers, they're going to usually put three or four guys up on the line, probably try to take away the gaps that we try to like to run, and then have their linebackers back there trying to, you know, keep us from getting outside and keeping us getting around the edge. You know, we've been preaching a lot of just making sure that we take our right steps and we get the blocks that we need to, and hopefully that, you know, we can get on them and create some seams of our own, because we do have Landon and Colton and Colby Siebenhaller, and they all have pretty decent speed also. So hopefully we can get some of those plays and have them go our way as well.
For you guys here, do you feel like it's important to jump out early and try to get a lead before kind of the game starts settling in?
Yeah, you know, we've always seemed to like to play catch-up, and I don't know why. The last couple of years, we just don't really seem to have that motivation. And we've been preaching getting a quick start and getting after them right away, you know, for the last couple of games. You know, you just have to. You know, you want to get out there and get the momentum and grab it and try to keep it as long as you possibly can.
You talk about that momentum there. Do you feel like that starts right away on the field with your guys? Do you feel like you want to start playing, not playing from behind that time?
Yeah, that's just, you know, the whole key. You just got to get ready to go. Don't size them up. Don't try to see what they're going to do. You just have to go out and attack and do what we do, and hopefully we do it well. And I told them, I said, if we come out and we play 100% and we have, you know, everybody giving out their best effort and play their best game, you know, no matter what the outcome, they'll be proud of what they've done this year and what they're doing this week, and hopefully they'll come out and be on top.
Well, Dave, it's a pleasure talking to you every week here, and we appreciate you joining us in the Mackey Motors tailgate.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys, and look forward to see you Friday night.
That was Dave Prescott, the Glidden-Ralston head football coach.